Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, and welcome to my second ever podcast. How exciting is this? So my name is Emma Mumford, and this is the Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast, episode 2. So I know I asked you all for your suggestions on what I should do as different topics each week, but this came to me last night and I really felt that I needed to cover this, not only I think for myself, but I think for all of us as well. This seems to be a kind of reoccurring theme that people keep asking me. So I think this is a really good topic to cover, especially while we're in the Mercury retrograde. Yes, everybody start cursing, it's Mercury retrograde. So my theme for this week is you can't save everybody and not everybody's gonna like you. And especially if you want to kind of get into spiritual work, or I guess any public figure work, if you're a blogger, a YouTuber, you run your own business, whatever. I mean, this can be tailored to probably every life situation out there. But obviously I can only speak from my experiences through being a blogger, a YouTuber, public figure, and now kind of moving into the spiritual world of work where my work is so vocal and people watch it. Now, this sparked up ever since I had my reading recently with Rachel, and she said to me, you really need to remember that you can't save everybody and you need to protect your energy because you're letting a lot of negative energy in and you're kind of bringing yourself down by trying to lift everybody up. And she said, you're such a helper and you're such a doer and you can't turn your back on anybody. So she said, you really need to be mindful that you can't help everybody. And you know, maybe you're not meant to help everybody. And this really struck a chord with me because it's kind of, for me, it was like, but I want to help everybody. Like, why shouldn't I help everybody? But then I realized if I don't look after myself and I don't protect myself and most importantly, help myself, then I can't help anybody else. And especially with the Mercury retrograde going on at the moment, it's been a really tough few weeks, not only for myself, but probably everybody in my life. And all of you guys as well. We've all been speaking about it on my Law of Attraction Facebook group, which if you want to join is Law of Attraction Support Group Emma Mumford. We've all been speaking about this and we have just all been affected with this bloody Mercury retrograde and all the cosmic stuff happening in the world right now. So I don't know whether you've been feeling this as well, but you know, feel free to join our conversation online definitely, because I think the more we talk about it and help one another, the more we can all lift each other up as well. So the Mercury retrograde, I do actually want to cover this in a separate podcast because there's quite a lot to cover with it. But the Mercury retrograde, for those of you who don't know, is when Mercury, the planet, goes into retrograde. Now, it moves backwards. No idea to what planet it moves backwards. I really should have done my research, but it's to do with moonology and kind of like astrology and stuff like that. And basically, when Mercury goes into retrograde, so it started on the 3rd of December and ends on the 22nd of December this time around. It happens every kind of 2 to 3 months on average, but you can look at when the dates are online, just give it a little Google. And basically, in these Mercury retrograde times, shit gets real. So literally, it kind of tests your patience and it tests your ability to go with the flow and to really honor how you feel and to not get stressy. So it affects travel plans. So like for me, like the buses have been late every single time, or I've missed buses for no reason. So there can be definitely travel delays. I know one of my ladies on Instagram Live said that her train was delayed by 6 hours. Now that is painful. It can also affect sort of people's emotions. And they say like a lot of your ex-friends and exes will pop up and be like, hey, and I've definitely had this the last few weeks. Crazily, like literally everybody who could pop up has popped up. It can also really affect technology. So for instance, mine have been uploading my videos to YouTube. I uploaded them I think it was like 9 o'clock in the morning on Friday, and by 11 p.m. on Friday, it had uploaded, which meant my Vlogmas video went out Saturday morning. So apologies for that, guys. I really did try. My internet's not normally that bad, but thanks to the Mercury retrograde, none of you saw my video until Saturday. So that is a classic example. So technology fails, things don't work. I've had this so much the last few weeks. And it really just affects your mood more than anything in your vibe. So you just feel really dull, really down, really like, I just cannot be dealing with this. A lot of people feel tired, unproductive. You just feel like you're being hit at by all bloody corners of the universe. And it's really easy for us to just sit there and be like, fuck you, universe. Like, thanks for all of this. Like, you know, I do all this good work and I help loads of people and I'm a really good freaking soul and you repay me with this. But it's really important to remember that it's not the universe just being a dick. It's not like, hey, you've done really well, let's just throw some shit your way and see how you deal with it. It's more just cosmic and it's a collective thing. So just remember, it's happening to every single person around the world, whether they're a spiritual believer or not. It is happening to all of us. And you know, a couple of weeks ago when a lot of this stuff happened and a lot of cosmic stuff really took effect in my life, and I probably the worst week I've had in years. I mean, everybody was popping out of every hole you can imagine, and it was just so stressful. And then like loads of just really bad things happen, and I was sat there like, come on, stay positive, like look at the positives, really trying to like stick to my gratitude practice, stick to my EFT, and really build my vibe up and just ignore what was going on around me, basically. But it got to a point where I was like, what the fuck have I done wrong? Like, what bad karma is coming my way? Because this is ridiculous. Like, it just wasn't stopping. So when I had my reading with Rachel, she actually said it is collective. Like, because I said to her, have I done something? Like, am I manifesting this stuff to me? Because normally when, you know, something bad happens or something annoying happens, you're, you know, with law of attraction, you're taught to say, well, you've manifested it to yourself. So I was really struggling to think, how have I manifested these people to me? How have I manifested this bad situation happening? So it was reassuring to know that it was a cosmic thing, a collective thing. It wasn't me doing this on purpose or self-sabotaging, which was reassuring, but kind of not reassuring because it was still continuing. So the last 2 weeks, it's got a little bit better. Just like things like my merchandise has been delayed. That's another thing, definitely down to Mercury retrograde. So my merchandise is all now fully launched, thank God. So if you want to have a look at that, it's on my blog shop, emmamumford.co.uk, or on my Etsy store, which is Emma Mumford as well. So I'm glad that all my merchandise could get out and it's all out there now. And hopefully no deliveries are being delayed your end by Mercury retrograde. So that's a little bit about how the retrograde affects us. So for me at the moment, it's been really hard to help a lot of people because I felt so cosmically drained myself that I'm like, whoa, hold on, I need to like help myself first before I help others, because I need to be in a really good place. And this is what I want to get across to you, that, you know, in our lives, we're going to have energy vampires who are non-believers, or maybe they even do believe, but they're a drain. They drain you and you feel exhausted afterwards. It can be really exhausting to kind of entertain these people, see these people, be around these people, and you feel like you constantly just have to save them. You feel like, I've got to do this. This is my duty. I've got to be a good person, a good soul. This is my soul contract to help people. Therefore, I should help everybody that comes my way. And it can be really difficult. So for instance, as an example, with life coaching, I'm quite particular with who I take on because I need to be surrounded by people who believe in the same things. And even if they don't, if I think actually this person generally wants to learn and generally can be open and willing to learn, then of course I would take them on. But I think how someone approaches you is it's such a good tell of whether they're going to be a draining influence or a really positive experience. All my clients I have at the moment are all so positive, so lovely, and really lift me up as well, which is really amazing. But you know, if someone had contacted me and was really draining and just didn't actually want help but just demanded help, then I think I would probably question it, because I want to help people, of course I do, like that's my job. But at the end of the day, I have to protect my energy as well as help lift their energy. So if I can help someone, of course I would, but it honestly depends on their situation. And you know, at the end of the day, I'm not a counselor, I am a life coach, which are two very different things. And sometimes people just offload, and that's fine. Like that's what friends, family are for. That is what life coaches are there for, to just offload your week, to really work on those things and to work on yourself. But some of them can be draining and some of them can be positive. And you really need to evaluate, like if it's your friend group, your family, your partner, whoever it is, is that conversation draining or is that conversation positive? And, you know, listen to them, take the time to listen to them, be interested and help them, of course. But if they're coming back to you time and time again with the same problem, same drama, same, you know, just demanding your help, demanding your attention, and you're not really getting anything back from them, I really would question that, definitely. And, you know, there's been instances where I've seen, you know, my family life and in my friend's life of, you know, my friends and family helping people who are very much draining. And it's just heartbreaking to watch, because I keep saying to them, you know, come on, protect your energy, like you need to be strong. You don't, you know, they need to help themselves. And I think as light workers, we all take it upon ourselves to literally help everybody we come in contact with. Like I do it all the time, but sometimes people don't want that help. They kind of come to you for it, but they don't actually want your help. They just want to kind of share the negativity around, if anything. And you know, we've probably all been there. We've suggested books, we've suggested Law of Attraction, we've probably suggested self-love, a lot of things, and they just don't care. They don't get it, they don't care. And it just becomes draining for you more than anything, because you're trying to give them solutions, they're not taking them. And at the end of the day, we have to realize that people will awaken in their own time. Some may never awaken, and that's fine, that's their journey here on this earth. But all we can do is kind of put the information in front of them. And you know, it's kind of like the saying, you can take a horse to water but you can't make it drink it. And it's kind of like putting their nose in front of the right information, and if they want to delve into it or learn from it, they will make that conscious decision themselves. It's not down to you to force them to do it or for you to kind of pester them. And it can become difficult, because if someone's constantly asking you for help, for advice, for coaching, whatever it is, and you're saying, well, I'm kind of suggesting stuff and you're not really doing anything, so I don't know what else to suggest, it can get to a point where you just don't know what to suggest anymore, where you think, well, I've suggested everything I do and they're not doing it and they don't believe in it, so what can I do? And I think at that point, that's the point where you realize you can't save everybody. So be there for them if they need that, but don't over involve yourself and don't take it upon yourself to save that person for them. They need to do it themselves. And I think we kind of forget that, you know, especially when I started my spiritual journey, I thought that it was other people that saved us, you know, partners, lovers, soulmates, twin flames, like they would come along and save the day. But I did that twice and it didn't work. It definitely did not work. And they didn't save me at all. And it was actually me realizing that I needed to save myself and I needed to be my own hero and my own role model and my own inspiration. And that was the massive game changer for me, to realize that really nobody could save me. Nobody could, you know, love me enough to fix me. I had to do it myself. It was an inside job. I had to make that conscious decision to be a better person, to awaken, to follow my soul journey, to help others. And that was when I realized that I'd save myself and you can't force other people to do the same. So my advice really, if you do have someone in your life, no matter who it is, who you're kind of ripping your hair out, you're at a point where you're just like, I literally don't know what else to do. I've tried everything and they're just not responding to anything or not trying anything. You just need to walk away. Obviously be there for them. If it's friends and family, like I'm not saying cut them off, but just walk away from having to help them, you know, direct them to a counselor, direct them to whatever help it is they need. It's not your responsibility to help everybody. And you need to focus on yourself and building yourself up, because a lot of us, we invest so much time in others and we help so many people that we forget about ourselves, and we get to a point where we've helped so many people that we're feeling so low within ourselves that we think, God, like, has the help I've been given even helpful? Because obviously I have been so low vibration myself. So it's always important, especially like I said, during Mercury retrograde, to really honor how you feel. Don't spread yourself too thinly. Honor how you feel. Look after yourself. Look after number one. And then once you're in a great place and you feel secure and safe and happy and in a high vibration, then you can give yourself to people. You shouldn't be giving yourself to people if you have a low vibration or you're having, you know, a bad week or whatever, because you're not going to be able to give that person the love and light they need. And if they don't want to hear it or accept it anyway, it's just going to push you further into a negative spiral. And it's really interesting, actually, because when Rachel said this to me, and she said, you can't save everybody, and she said, you really need to kind of remember that people have come, every single one of us have chosen the exact life we're in. We've chosen the situations that happen to us. We've chosen the path we go on. And sometimes I do forget that. I feel so bad. I want to help everybody, especially, you know, people who are less fortunate in this world. But Rachel said to me, she said, that's great and still do that, but don't obsess about it. Don't feel guilty and don't get upset about it, because they have chosen that life. So it's good to feel emotion and it's good to want to help people, but we need to remember that people choose these lives, they choose these journeys, they choose every single thing that happens to them. And as unfair as it seems, as cruel as it seems,
hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
They have chosen that, and we can help as much as we can, but we can't fix it for them. They need to fix it for themselves by learning, by growing, by awakening, and we need to just give them
the time to be able to do that.
So my second topic of today is not everybody's going to like you. And again, this is one thing I've definitely had to learn in the last couple of years since doing the jobs that I've done. So this started off, I guess, even back in school, like even that far back. I never really fitted in. I never really clicked with anybody. Nobody really got me. Nobody understood me. I didn't even understand myself. And I remember always like trying to fit in so much and trying to change myself so that I could fit in with people and be liked. And, you know, it wasn't about being popular. I didn't really want to be popular, but it was just, I wanted to be surrounded by good people and friends. And I felt like I had to be someone else to be liked, if that makes sense. And then in my adult life, like in my working life, I don't think I was too bothered at that point to fit in or be liked. But again, I would find like, you know, I would in my friend groups, I'd like go out and smoke and go out and drink to try and like fit in with my friends and be cool and stuff like that. And that was never me. I never wanted to do that, but I did it to fit in and I did it to be cool, I guess. But I think from those experiences, it really stemmed to me that not everybody's gonna like you. And as soon as I started my extreme couponing business and started getting attention in the press and started, you know, becoming, I guess, well known for what I did, it was shocking how many people suddenly backstabbed me or, you know, were cruel to me, harsh to me, said stuff about me, slagged me off. And you think, God, these were like my friends. This, you know, these people were my everything. And it stems from jealousy. It stems from their own negativity. And they can't cope with the fact that you're either doing better than them or they're just jealous. It all stems from jealousy. And the last 3 years have been really, really transforming, but really painful because my whole friend group has cleared out and, you know, thankfully I have an incredible group of women around me now who I absolutely love and who have my back 100%. And I'm so grateful this has all happened because now I have something way more amazing than anything I had before. But, you know, I used to sit there and get really upset that, you know, my friends would turn their backs on me or, you know, they would be nasty and do things or like say I did things. And I've even had this in the couponing industry, people making slanderous accusations about me and my business. And you just think, why are they doing this? Like, what possible positivity or and what reason does this person have to lie? Like, what are they benefiting out of it? And it just comes from discrediting like my work, what I do. You know, they're so jealous and so bitter inside that they can't bear to see a young girl just doing something good by helping people save money and things like that. And it was heartbreaking to see all this stuff, read all this stuff and really feel attacked, I guess. But this was way before I did Law of Attraction anyway. But it taught me that not everybody's going to like me, but that's all right because the right people will like me. The right people will follow me. The right people will have my back no matter what. And the people who don't, sod them. They're never going to buy anything. They're never going to subscribe. They're always going to dislike my videos. They're always, always, always going to hate everything I do because they obviously have something within them which they don't like and they project that onto my work. And you know, it's funny, like I'll always have the same amount of dislikes on my YouTube videos and I really find this funny and it's the same amount every single time and you just think, is this the same people doing this week in, week out? Like if I didn't like someone's work or you know I just didn't enjoy watching it or whatever, I would just click off it. I wouldn't go as far as disliking or commenting or investing any more time than I had to because you just get on with it. And like obviously any normal human being would do that, but there are instances where people take it to the extreme and I'm really lucky I've only had a small bounce of hate, but when they have happened they've, you know, it's been horrible. It's been horrible to read what they put because it's so untrue and just so ridiculous. You just think like, what is this person gaining from doing this? You know, no one's going to believe them. No one, like they're not gaining anything from it. They're just bored, I guess, and want to cause some trouble or whatever. But all they're doing really is getting themselves in trouble because a lot of people forget that if you slander a business, that's, you know, completely illegal. And, you know, if it becomes harassing, the police get involved. So there are ways of dealing with it, definitely, but people just forget. And sometimes they feel like because you're a public figure, you're public property, and therefore people can say what they want, people can do what they want. And of course, we're entitled to our own opinion. We're entitled to that. Of course we are. But is it really adding value, or is it just being a bitch? That's what I want to say. Are you adding value by being negative to this person, or are you just being negative within yourself? And I'm sure none of us do this, but when you get hate, whether it's from followers in the public, press, or if it's simply just in your friend group, for example, you just need to remember the problem is within them. Anybody who is completely happy, completely fine in their life, and completely at peace won't cause this drama. They won't be nasty to other people because they realize it's a really shitty thing to do. So really, when I started my spiritual side of stuff and my YouTube channel especially, I realized that I was opening myself up to an even bigger platform and, you know, I guess a bigger opportunity to attract trolls and negative people and haters. But my work is so positive in what I do. It's so positive, it's uplifting, and it helps so many people that I think naturally people don't really find my videos or find my work anyway. So it's only positive people who are looking for law of attraction or who are actually looking for that sort of thing. I mean, I got featured on a website randomly. I didn't even know about this until all the traffic came through. And for some reason, I got featured on a gaming website, and it was my video which was all about Abraham Hicks's vortex. So obviously the complete wrong audience were being directed to my videos. And the comments weren't about me. They were just like, all of you are batshit crazy, like, you're mental, you need help. And you just think, like, why would you comment that? Like, you know, you've clicked on the video, you've obviously watched it, and some of them were commenting about things which I said even 11, 15 minutes in. So these people have invested 11 or 15 minutes of their precious lives into being negative. And, you know, it's just boredom. Like, it's boredom from them, and they realize that by being negative, they think it's going to somehow make us stop, make us feel shit about ourselves, or make us, you know, stop what we're doing and not be successful. But really, all it does is actually drive us more. And I've definitely found that within myself, that whenever someone tries to discredit me or is just nasty for no reason, or, you know, spreads slanderous comments about me or my brand, you know, the old me probably would have just been, right, let's just stick a warning on them that, you know, if this continues, we'll take it further. But now I just ignore it. And obviously, if it does continue, then I do that. But I just can't be bothered to invest any time, any effort, or any energy whatsoever into these people, because not everybody is going to like us. And unfortunately, when you're in a career like I'm in, you really learn who your true friends are. You learn who's got your back and who never really had your back anyway. You learn the people who are just freeloading off you and want to be on your social media and want to use you and basically try and get famous themselves. And you realize the people who are just genuine and who are just nice people who don't care about what you do or how many followers you have or anything like that. They just love you. And those people are your tribe. You want to find them and keep them and never lose those people. So accepting that it's okay to not be liked by everybody is hard. It took me a very long time. And, you know, I still get upset when I read horrible comments or anything like that. It's human. All of us would get upset. But it's really about understanding that the universe protects you no matter what. And if something's coming in, it's either a bloody Mercury retrograde or it's to teach you a lesson. Everything is either a lesson or a blessing. And it's really to just teach you to go within, to realign. And to be honest, whenever someone leaves me like a really long comment or whatever, and it's really negative or whatever, I just think, you're literally describing yourself. Not one part of that even resonates with me. It's not even to do with me at all, and it's not even topical. And once again, it all stems from jealousy. I can't stress this enough. Every bit of hate stems from jealousy. And I absolutely love this quote. I've been using it a lot recently, and it's, a candle never loses its light by lighting another candle. And that is so true. I have helped so many people in the blogging industry, in the couponing industry, and now in the spiritual industry. And I don't mind that. Like, I will help anybody because, you know, people have helped me, you know, in my journey and with using technology and learning different stuff. You know, of course I'm willing to share that information. But it's when those people then take that information and then turn it against you and then act like you're the bad person. It's ridiculous, literally ridiculous. And this has happened so many times to me. And, you know, I just remember I go with it and I say, you know, I've helped that person. I didn't need to help that person. I could have just not replied. I know a lot of people who probably wouldn't reply to half the messages I do or want to help their followers or whatever. Like, you know, most people just flat out charge for everything or, you know, they just will not reply because they're too busy. And I always make the conscious effort to reply to every comment left on my social media, to private messages. I will try and reply to as many things as possible and help people. And then when those people go and, you know, turn that against you, you're like, what? Like, what have I done wrong? Like, I helped you. I, you know, directed you to where you wanted to go. Like, what have I done wrong? You just need to remember that it's pure jealousy. You've done nothing wrong. You did the right thing by helping them. And you just need to send them love and light and move away from the situation. Walk away. It can be soul destroying sometimes with some of the stuff they say, whether it's friends, you know, and obviously I'm talking on different levels here with friends, followers, whatever, but it's the same throughout. It's always jealousy. It's always because people can't handle your light. They're blinded by it. And it's true. It's like they're almost looking into like a beaming sunlight and thinking, oh no, this is way too bright for me. Oh no, I need to try and dull this down somehow. And, you know, it's like the famous saying of don't let anybody dull your sparkle. You're just sparkling too goddamn bright in their eyes and they can't handle it. They're not wearing sunglasses. They're being blinded. They're like, fuck this. How is this person sparkling so much? I'm not sparkly. They are. No, 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 no. So the trick is to sparkle even more so that they're so blinded, they just walk away. They can't handle it anymore. And it can be really difficult going through these things. Like, you know, as spiritual people, we're quite emotional. I'm very emotional. I'll admit that. And, you know, when people say things, it really does get to my heart because I'm like, but that's not true. Why are you doing this? I'm sure so many of us feel the same, but you just have to remember what they say isn't a true representation. It is about themselves, not you, and you are far better than that. So don't sink to their level. Don't be petty. Don't fight back. Don't like get bitchy or say anything back. Just walk away. And they will try and bring you down some more, I'm sure, but they give up. They'll get bored after a while. They won't get a reaction. It's just like bullying behavior, really. They, you know, bullies in a school ground. They'll do it for so long, they'll get bored when they don't get a reaction and then leave it. And obviously, if it does become harassing or it does become illegal, then I do obviously suggest that you go and get proper advice and deal with it professionally. But if we're just talking like in a friend group or whatever, then obviously you can't do that. Like, it's a little bit extreme. So just walk away from it, block that person, move away, cut those energy cords, and really focus on you. And remember that you know your self-worth, you know you're doing good by helping people in the world. And that's all you need to remember at the end of the day. You can't save everybody. They need to save themselves. And it's okay that not everybody's going to like you. Because really, do you want negative people really liking you and following you? Is that what you want? Because I don't. I want positive, happy, amazing people who want to help a lot of people and help each other out. That's what I want in my community. I don't want energy vampires. I don't want people who are just, you know, gonna slag people off or be negative. So really, you don't want them in your life anyway. You want to be surrounded by light. You want to be surrounded by love. And the only way of doing that is to really raise your standards and realize that you decide what happens in your life. You have control over your life and you have control over your emotions 100%. Nobody can control how you feel. And yes, it will hurt, but you need to do this for yourself. So I hope this podcast has helped you all, and thank you once again for listening to it. You can follow me on social media at I Am Emma Mumford and join the conversation. And like I said, all my spiritual merchandise is now up on my blog store, emmamumford.co.uk. So my next podcast will be out next Tuesday or Wednesday. I still can't decide which day to release these. So it will be, I really need to decide a day. I really do. I need to get decisive. And I hope the Mercury retrograde isn't bringing you down too much and these tips are helping you to raise your vibration during this cosmic time. So thank you very much, guys.